welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Turn the Light On. It's Pastor Kevin Radlin here from Lighthouse Christian Church. And guess what? We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive. We're over on the back nine of Merritt Island, man, hanging out on Banana River Drive, just kicking back over across the street from Audubon Elementary School. But you know what? We're not that hard to get to. If you're not going to a church or you don't have your own church, we'd love to see you come visit over at Lighthouse, and you can be here in an instant if you really wanted to be. So we have services every Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. And then we also have like Thursday night Bible classes where you can come and learn scripture and do things that way. We've got men's and women's and youth ministry on Wednesday nights. We've got a Monday night prayer class. We've got so many things going on. Sunday nights, we've got our young adults. And there's just a lot to do at Lighthouse Church. We've got a daytime men's and women's Bible studies as well on Wednesdays at 10 a.m. here at the church. For those of you who have nothing going on in the middle of the morning, come on over, hang out with us. We're actually friendly. We'll love you. We'll like you. And we will embrace you as you walk in the door. So once again, so glad that you joined us for the program today, and come visit us at Lighthouse Christian Church. But as we go into the program today, it's always my heart to do the program with a special guest, and I've got our worship leader here at the church with me today, Joseph Pullen. Welcome to the program.
Hey there, Pastor Kevin. How are you today?
So glad you're here with us.
Oh, man. Yeah, man.
And, bringing these just amazing topics to the table. You know, you've been on the show 3-4 times now, yep. And we're not really letting up on that. I feel like we want to make you a regular here. We do ministry and we do life together. It's such an amazing thing to just see your heart and to see the way you serve the Lord and see the way that God's using you and your family to just bring glory to Him through the kingdom of God and through Lighthouse Church. So you're a huge part of what we do here. So what is your topic today? Let's bring it right out.
Let's come right into it. So my topic today is on love. What is it to truly love?
So what is it? So what is love?
What is
love?
Baby, don't hurt me.
Yeah, right.
Okay, we get into that. That's not how I really sound on Sundays. But
no, no.
It's okay. Love, you know, there's a few different types of love. There's four main ones that really kind of stood out.
So we're going into Bible
forefront.
Study mode today on love. I like it.
So
I love this stuff. We're going to learn what love is.
That's right. That's right.
Some of you out there, you need a little bit of revelation on love.
Yeah.
It's going to be honest. I need revelation on love.
We can get really misguided on it too in the world's view, but
all right,
there's six.
So are we going into the Greek? What are we going into the Hebrew?
So right now these are in the
got
Greek.
Some words?
I got okay, some got Greek. I got some of the Greek. We've got
so
four.
We're gonna be a bunch of Greeks.
We're gonna be some Greeks. So
all right, let's go.
Break out the salad dressing.
All right, here we go.
All right.
Types of love.
That's right. So you got Eros, which is like a romantic relationship. That's what you'd have with your wife. What you'd have with your spouse.
And sure, like
it's intimate. Right. Relationship, love,
you know,
relationship.
It's funny because a romantic relationship type love, I can remember when I was a kid and I went to visit my grandmother and I was really big in roller skating at the time. I'm in middle school, you know, and I was there at the skating rink. It was a Friday night and I met this cute little girl. Can't even remember her name. It doesn't matter, but man, I was in love. I was having some Eros moments here with this girl just skating, holding hands, and just, oh, this is so amazing, you know? And I remember coming back from the skating rink and going, hey, I'm moving to live with Grammy. I'm so sorry, Mom, but, you know, I'm done. I'm moving in with Grammy. I've met the one, you know, and I'm in love, and we are going to, you know, do the rest of our lives together. She probably never even thought of me again, you know, but in my heart and in my moment, though, I can remember. Do you remember what your first crush
felt like?
Of course
I do. I remember, I remember the first girl that I saw, and I was like, oh my goodness, I am head over heels for this young lady, and it's that intimate, like, oh my goodness, the burning desire, your heart's fluttering, you're all giddy and giggly and you're blushing, and
so that's what Eros is, right? I mean, I'm just trying to kind of paint a picture for us.
The fluttering, the Eros heart butterflies, and that, oh my goodness, this is somebody.
I'm in love.
I am puppy love, full blown. Oh my goodness, like Adam said to Eve, whoa. Man,
yeah, right.
You know, like, whoa, hey, all right. So, the next one that we got is the philia, which is philia,
okay.
Excuse me, and that's friendship. That's like what you and I share. We have this platonic philia where we're able to do life together. We have a friendship, and as a mentor, we're able to go through life and encourage one another. As friends,
right?
And
I want to philia your life with joy.
Exactly. See,
you know, and it's like, I want to. You know,
well, the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia.
Sure. Oh,
Philia.
You're right. It is the city of love.
Right.
I forgot about that.
That's right. The next one that we got is storge. It's
okay.
The spelling on that, S-T-O-R-G.
Right.
That's parental and child. So that's when you break down between the love that you feel. That's a caring love.
It's coming out of my own life. Like, you came from me, and I love you.
That's right.
I don't always like you. I love you.
We don't say that out loud to our kids, though. We definitely don't say that. I love you all the time. All the time I love you. You're a little terror right now, but I love you. It's all good.
Okay.
And then we have the last one that is really important that really got brought up to me is the agape style of love. And that that is unconditional. That's right. It's God's love for us that no matter what is going on, you can go the other way. In the same way that the children of Israel, when Moses went up the mountain to get the Ten Commandments, you know, they were down there partying, building the calf, and worshiping this calf.
Oh, yeah. And going to town.
Yep.
I was just reading that, actually, this week.
That's a very interesting chapter, if you get into that.
What caught my attention, and I've never saw this before, was that after he came down from the mountain, broke the tablets and everything, Moses actually confronted Aaron, confronted the people, and he said, who's with me and who's not?
And he split them.
And he split them, and then everybody that came with him, the Levites, the priests, you know, some of their brothers, some of their family, says, we're not with you. We want the calf.
Right.
And he had them kill them all.
Yeah.
Over 3,000 people in the camp were killed. That's crazy when
about
it.
I know.
He's like, go and take care of it. And I was just like, wow.
Yeah. There's a few instances of that, actually, God's wrath will come.
Just a little
in,
rabbit trail.
That's a good one.
But I was just like, man, you know, I've never read that in all my years. I've missed that somehow. It caught me just this past week.
Well, that's a topic for another time. I definitely, I'll write that one down because there's some really interesting things you can get into. But even in the midst of that, God still had an outpouring of unconditional love for his people. He didn't want them to go down this rabbit trail of, I'm going to worship this calf. I'm going to worship this. He still had a plan, a purpose, and a design for the redemption of not just Israel, but of all mankind.
Right.
So, you know, we can be gifted in so many different arenas, whether that's you have the gift of speech, the gift of prophecy, the gift of speaking in tongues, all of these other spiritual gifts or physical gifts as well, these talents that we've been given. But if we don't do it with love, then we miss fulfilling the purpose that God's going to have
in our lives. Sounds like 1
Corinthians. It is.
First
Corinthians 13,
let's read
1
it.
Through 13.
Let's read it.
So if I speak in the tongues of mortals and angels, but do not have love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away all my possessions, and if I hand over my body so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in any wrongdoings, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends, but as for prophecies, they will come to an end. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will come to an end. For we know only in part, and we prophesy only in part. But when the complete comes, the partial will come to an end. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I thought as a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became an adult, I put an end to childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then we will see face to face. Now I know only in part. Then I will know fully, even as I have been fully known. And now faith, hope, and love abide. These three, and the greatest of these is love.
Man, what a powerful portion of scripture there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I love the love scripture.
Yes.
You know, and I look at this and I'm like, all these things, but if I don't have love, I'm just a gong. I'm just an annoying sound. Gong. And it says I'm nothing. I can have the faith to move a mountain. I could be, I think he's talking about church here, you know.
We
can
have
church,
so.
We can get in there, and we can say we love you, but if we pray for you and we do all these things, we have the best worship set, and I give the best sermon, but we don't have love,
we're missing the mark.
We're nothing.
Exactly.
As a church.
We're missing the mark.
And that's what we're pushing, you know, at Lighthouse Church, is that, you know what, we're going to build a family. We're going to, you know, phileo. We're going to build relationships and friendships. You know, we're going to operate and learn how the agape love of God is the difference maker, how it can change the entire dynamics of a church. Okay, because without love, we're really not a church. We're just bunch of clanging cymbal people getting together, doing stuff to make ourselves feel good.
That's right. And we cannot get so engulfed in all of these other things. It's kind of like we were talking about in our last show together a little bit, but we cannot get focused on doing these good things and missing out on engaging with the people that
right.
truly need to see the love of Christ.
Sure.
I think a little bit of this too, actually, is a callback into Matthew 3 when
okay.
Jesus is talking to the Pharisees, calling out the Pharisees, you know, because as the church, as the religious leaders of the time, if they were not engaging in seeing the people instead of hiding the rest of the world. You know, actually, I think there's another portion of it. It's Matthew 23. Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites. You shut the door of the kingdom on heaven in people's faces.
So wow.
They're talking about the church.
Yeah.
In that moment, that time, they were the church.
Somebody's really needing a friend. Somebody's really needing
right.
relationship with God. And no, you don't give them the agape love of God. You give them the right foot of fellowship.
Exactly.
Instead.
And that's not it.
And
that's
God's not about that.
Not at all.
We've got to be so careful.
Well, he talks about
it.
He breaks
moment.
It down in verses 4-7. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not
yeah.
envious, boastful, arrogant, or rude, doesn't insist on its own way. He gives us the blueprint on how we should love other people.
Right.
This is how it is. And it means you've got to walk in humility.
Sure.
You've got to truly humble yourself and be like, yeah, no, I shouldn't be acting like that.
Yeah.
This is not how Jesus would act in relation to that.
So what I really enjoy about this portion of scripture, verse 4-7, is it's really a description of God.
Oh, yeah.
Because the Bible says that God is love.
That's right.
Okay, so if God is love and the scriptures are telling us this is the characteristics of love, right? Love is patient. Is God patient with you? Because he sure is with me. Okay, love is kind. We need the kindness of God. It's not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. I can be envious, boastful, arrogant, and rude at times, but when I am doing that, I am not in the Lord in my life. So it doesn't insist on its own way. God gave us free will.
Oh.
It's right there, right? And it is not irritable or resentful. You know, God is not holding anything against you. Those of you who are out there, some of you have fallen really short of what God would consider being a good person. And none of us are good. The right. Bible says there's none righteous, not one. And we've all insisted on our own way somewhere today and yesterday. And we will again in some way tomorrow.
Of course.
In many ways, but we can't live a life of love and insist on our own way. Mm. And, you know, it doesn't rejoice in wrongdoing. I love this. God's never about wrongdoing. He's like, humble yourself and give your life for those around you. You know, that's what Jesus did. He was the example of love. You want to see what love looks like? Look at the cross.
Oh, you said something very key, and I didn't think of it until just this moment, but you can literally take love out of verses 4-7 and replace it with God in the same mm-hmm. way that you were saying God is patient, God is kind, God is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. God does not insist on his own way. God is not irritable or resentful. It that changes the whole dynamic of that scripture right there. And it's very impactful. That really hit me.
God bears all things. He believes all things and hopes all things, and he endures all things.
That's right.
God's passionate about you guys out there that are listening today. His love for you drove him to give his only son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish. Eternal life is actually love in action. It's like, if you will believe in my love and my son and what I've done for you, I will give you eternal life, and you can come experience love forever.
Come on.
We've lost that love and feeling.
We truly have. The cool thing is,
we need it back.
We do. 1 John 4:8 literally backs up exactly what you were saying too. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love.
That's right.
And then Romans 5:8, it says, but God demonstrated his own love for us, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And that goes hand in hand. Look at the cross. Christ died for us, demonstrated his own love in that moment. And no greater love. That's John 15. No greater love for any man would be that he lay down his life for his friends. That was a precursor that he was literally telling his disciples as well, to be like, I'm going to give the ultimate sacrifice here on this earth. I have come down from the heavenly realm and put on this earthly form, and I am going to endure the pain of literally pain, torture, death. That's how much I love you. But that's not the important part. The important part was the resurrection on the back end of that. Because he loves us so much that he wanted to bridge the gap and give us a way to be able to spend eternity in agape love with him.
Right. So as we look at this topic of love, Joe, I'm so just blown away by God and all that he's done for me, what he's done for you, what he's doing for everybody out there. I want to talk a little bit about Galatians 5:22-25 here, just for the next few minutes, because it says this: the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Okay? As we talk about the fruit of the Spirit, you know, we have a helper to get us through our lives right here now on earth. You know, if you were to go to heaven right now, and I remember hearing Jesse Duplantis say this one time in one of his sermons. He says, yeah, you know, because he was taken to heaven and he shares his heaven story, you know, and he met the Apostle Paul and all this, and he was being walked around heaven, and, you know, he met Jesus and he was shown the throne and the Father and all of that. And then he says, I asked the dumbest question that I've ever asked in my life. And he says, he looked around and he said, well, where's the Holy Spirit? And it was like, everybody just kind of laughed, like, okay, he does, you know, we're going to give him a pass. He's having a big moment right here.
Right.
But the Holy Spirit, they're like, he's on the earth. That's where he is.
That's where he's at.
And, you know, we have to walk in the fruit of the Spirit. Ooh. You know, we want to have that agape love, then we're going to have to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We're going to have to allow God inside of us because, in all honesty, I call it the triangle. I can't love you. I can't love my wife. I can't phileo. I can't eros or storge or even agape love anybody without God, because
that's
right. God is all of those and
right.
more that we can't even mine out. He is love, okay? And if we walk in the Spirit, it says we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Right.
See, the flesh is self-serving. Mm. It is the opposite of all those things that we said love is and that God is. So if we walk in darkness, we will live a life of darkness. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. The blood of his son Jesus cleanses us from all sin, and we find total victory and the ability to walk in love by actually engaging in the fruit of the Spirit, which the number one fruit of the Spirit is love itself.
Oh, that's so good. There's beauty in that. Romans 8:38, real quick before we have to stop here. For I'm convinced
sure.
that neither death nor lie, neither angels nor demons, nothing present, nothing in the future, nor powers, neither heights nor depth, nor anything else in creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
I love that. It's in Christ
in
Jesus.
Him.
Each and every one of us, if we can find ourselves in Christ, we can rediscover love in our lives.
That's
guys,
right.
We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back and talk a little bit more about this topic of love.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Join us every Thursday night for Discipleship Encounters here at Lighthouse Christian Church. That's right, it's Thirsty Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're spending time learning, encountering, and becoming equipped as believers for the great revival that's beginning to unfold. Come experience the power of the gospel and learn how to share Christ in a modern world. For more information, go to ourlighthouse.net or show up at 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's no cost for this event, and child care is provided.
Are you 18 to 29 years old? If so, Launch Young Adult Ministries is a place you want to be. We meet every Sunday night at 6:30 in the Double Bubble at Lighthouse Christian Church, 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's fun and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you to where God wants you to be. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website, ourlighthouse.net, or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministries. And I ain't gonna let it slip away. I'm gonna be joyful. Yes, I am.
just know Jesus is the way. I just know Jesus is the truth. I just know Jesus is the life. I just know Jesus is my God.
Love rock music? Love Jesus? If we got the place for you, join us for God's Rock. That's right. God's Rock is a rock music service with a relevant message held at 7 p.m. every first Saturday night of the month at Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. You can get more information at godsrock.life or call 321-749-7234. The venue is located at 1250 North Banana River Drive. Why should the devil have all the good music? Those upon the rock, we salute you.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Once again, I'm here with Joseph Poulin, great friend and powerful minister, worship leader here at Lighthouse Church. And we've been talking about the topic of love, the different types of love. You know, we've got everything from the Eros, romantic love, to phileo, which is friendship, storge, parental and children love, and then agape, which is the unconditional love of God. And I think as we close out the program, Joseph, I'd like for you to share with everybody a little bit about what does God say about love and how we should live in it, how we should operate in it, because He is love. So how are we going to distribute Him to the world?
Well, there's two very clear instances. The first one is in John 15, 12 through 13, and it says, "My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Greater love hath no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." So this is God's instance of literally saying, look, here is a command, here is a decree. In the same way that this is a law that I want you to follow. I'm giving you a baseline. You need to love each other as I have loved you. You
know, so good.
Jesus told me the same thing when I saw my wife for the first time before she was my wife. You know, I remember where I was at in the church, and I walked in and I saw this young woman. He said, "Love her like I loved you."
That's good.
And since then, the closer I have got to Him, in that same triangle configuration that you're talking about, the closer I got to Him, the closer we got to each other. And our relationship and our marriage has flourished because of that.
Yeah.
And because we're following that command. In Matthew 22, 37 through 40, that second one I was talking about, it says, Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All of the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments."
That's amazing.
So he's saying, love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, and your mind. So the three beings that we are made up of. So your mind, your body, and your spirit.
Yeah.
Is to yearn, seek, and just passionately seek after Jesus first and foremost, without any kind of inhibitions or anything in your way.
And right.
Everything else hangs on it. Love Jesus, and everything else is going to fall in place.
That's awesome. You know, greater love has no man than this. He would lay down his life for his friends. And that's what it's all about, guys. As you listen to the program today, go out there and love somebody. Learn how to lay your life down and be who God's called you to be in their lives. We hope you enjoyed the program. We'll see you next time on Turn the Light On.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.